Welcome to the Apex Church podcast. Thanks for listening and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to check out our website at www.apexchurch.org.uk and let us know you've been listening. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
Well, good morning and welcome to this part in our service where we're able to share with two of our guests, or we shouldn't really call them guests, they're really good friends of Apex, and you've been part of our church for a few years now. But we want to welcome Charles and Vivian Kelman, and they're going to share with us just something of their Alpha story today. So just to give us just a wee bit of an introduction to yourself, Charles and Vivian, can you just want to just share with those that are watching just who you are and just a wee bit of an introduction, how you came to church and how you came to know us and to this place today?
No problem, Stephen, thanks. So I guess my name's Charles and my lovely wife Vivian here, and we've got two little girls, Carly Rose and Kayla, and I guess we've been coming to church for 7 years now. I think it is when you've just brought it to my mind. So we've had a fair journey on it. So I guess it's probably a good point to cut across to you, Vivian. You can tell us how we started coming to church.
So I used to come to Sunday school, as did Charles actually when he was little. I would have went to Sunday school all through growing up. But once I went to college, started working at weekends, I kind of came up off of church and I just never really went back to it. But it took us quite a while to fall pregnant with Carly Rose, and when I did, it was very utmost on my mind, I want to go to church. I want to go to church and I want my bairns brought up, gone to Sunday school the same way I was taken to Sunday school, because I do believe when you learn about it when you're little, it never ever goes, whether you come off the church or no, as you get older, for whatever reason, or it's ingrained and you've learnt about God and he's there. Yeah, I was believing him. That's what I think anyway. So when I fell pregnant with Carly Rose, I really wanted to come to church. So I'd says to Chaz, and he was like, I'm not sure. So once Carly Rose was born and off, and I decided that Apex looked like a church for us. We'd seen stuff on Facebook, a lot of chums that I couldn't work come in. So I, when Carly Rose was about 6 months old, it was the first time we came to Apex. When Carly Rose was 6 months old, I was actually 4 months pregnant with Kayla at the time, surprise. So we didn't have to wait long for her, like that we had for Carly Rose. And Chaz came along because obviously a 6 month old and me being 4 months pregnant, I kind of needed a bit of help. And I mind him saying to me, we'd been coming a while late, and obviously Kayla was born, and I had the two little lanes, two under one, neither of the two of them obviously could walk or anything. And I mind Finn, they were about, when Kayla was about 6 months old, Carly Rose would have been about a year and a half. And he says, aye, so it'll be quite fine. In a year or so, you'll manage them yourself. But here we are, 7 years later, and I can tell you for a fact that Charles definitely reads his Bible more than I do. That's for sure. So that's how
I've committed, properly committed. I'm racht saved, as they say.
Aye.
No, that's so brilliant. Actually good. So tell us, as we're introducing Alpha to the church again, mm-hmm, what brought you to Alpha?
So I had done the Discovery in the Next Step course with Yourself and Stephen. And no long after I'd done it, I really liked coming out on a Tuesday night and having fellowship with a small group, learning about God, learning about the Bible. And although I'd been at church up until I was 16, 17 year old, I honestly felt like I'd kent all the Bible stories and all him, but I learned so much new stuff and just had such a better connection to what the Bible was about, and just a lot more than I would have when I was younger. And I really liked a Tuesday night coming out and just in a small group. So when the church was rolling out Alpha, yeah, Aberdeen Church was invited to come along, because obviously it was the first time a church had done it. And I'd said to Charles, look, Aberdeen's going to do it, the Hale Church is doing it, I think it'll be really good, I've really enjoyed my Tuesday nights, why do we need to get a babysitter in Wicken Bath Gang? And of course, anything social, Charles is sold. So he came along and all.
Brilliant, brilliant. Now, how did you find that? I mean, so Vivian invited you to come along. I mean, how did you feel about coming along to something that was maybe new to you?
It was quite unusual, because to be honest, to start with, like Tuesday night, my routine, my fine excuse, it was an excuse to be honest, that I used, that was I would look after the kids, and that was what I did. Yeah. That was my night with them, and Vivian would go to Discovery, that she was doing at the time. And I think I was probably the game changer, eh? Because if Vivian hadn't kind of gone and said, no, I've got a babysitter, we're going to this, I think you'll benefit from this, because she kind of enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And I think I just needed that nudge, and please come along. Her ask me and say, I really want you to do this with me as well.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'll do it for you as well, start with, mm-hmm. to be honest. And then, like it says, once I signed up, I think I was wanting to go more than you, because mm-hmm. I've got loads of questions, and I'm starting to start to unpack all those questions. Eh?
Okay. So how did you find the experience from initially coming in the door, a new experience for you, a new place that you'd been? How did you find coming along to Alpha, into the church hall as it was at the time? How did you find that all of that worked?
It worked really well, actually, because although I came along on a Sunday and I felt I knew everybody in the church, it wasn't until I started interacting with them in a out with a Sunday in a more, I guess, social environment, which fit was. So you'd go down, at the start of the night, you would get, you get some food, you'd either get soup or sausage rolls, or it just relaxed you. Whenever you went in, they tried to set you at a different table every week so you could sit with different people for the church. And I guess it just let you meet people, again, with like-minded people, that's the best way of putting it, that were interested in learning about God, and some people that had the answers, and I guess it was interesting hearing their take on things.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, when I started walking in, you're a bit uneasy because you're going into an environment that you're unsure of. But when I walked in through the Apex door, I felt right at ease. It was perfect. And I guess we'll come on to the part of...
Do you care what I think as well? I think we found there's a lot of families come... Yeah. To church.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think when you're the only folk representing your family, it's quite hard on a Sunday sometimes to slot into it, and you think Abdi's here in their wider families.
Yeah.
And so see, getting to Alpha and socialising and getting brought in, it makes you feel like part of the community, that it is a family.
Yeah.
And I think it made a big difference.
Yeah, that's really good. And I love that you've said that Alpha established a community for you, mm-hmm. within maybe not an extended family in church on a Sunday, mm-hmm. but on a Tuesday night, you've got that feeling of belonging, coming together.
And that they are actually your family.
And they are actually your family. They've got your back. They'll mm-hmm. help you on your journey. And on the back of that, so what do you think then made the biggest impact to Alpha for both of you? You first, Vivian.
For me, it laid a lot of things down that I hadn't even thought about before in black and white.
Okay.
So that I suppose through life, especially when you're not going to church, you do think, is God real? And it just totally lays it out for you in black and white. And I really enjoyed the speakers on it. Yeah. I really enjoyed sitting, speaking to Abdi after to get Abdi else's views and opinions and how their life journey coming to church had been.
Yeah.
And it is really good to share.
That's right.
And hear other folks' aspects of things and all. Yeah.
Definitely. What about you, Charles?
So I guess from my point of view, how do I put this? I had a lot of questions when I first came along, and I wasn't sure how it was going to work. but whenever you put the DVD on at the beginning, it was kind of, it sets the tone, because yeah. it kind of gives you something to think about, because it asks you questions or gets you thinking. And then as that starts to kick off around the table, you can go off on a tangent and talk about loads of different things. There's mm-hmm. What I liked about it is there was although there was guiding questions, it wasn't restricted to that. Yeah. You could kind of go off on a tangent and talk about whatever you wanted, really. So I think that's what I benefited from. I liked the way it kind of was an easy start, and then you could ask what you really wanted to ask.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
That was kind of the benefit for me.
So just to explore a wee bit, without putting you in the spot too much, Charles, but so these questions that you had, what types of questions did you have before you came along that you was looking for answers to?
So I guess it's probably the right thing to say at this point in time is when I did the Alpha course originally, I was not saved. I believed there was a God, but I didn't have a relationship with God. It's probably the best way of putting it. So when I came along, it was kind of, I just wanted to learn more about it and kind of understand that everybody, you know, or people I could see, they were all talking about this great relationship they had. And I just wanted to understand that more and really can see if I could have this relationship, or if it do I need to have this relationship, because most of the people I do see are I was happy or at peace with themselves.
Yeah.
And I kind of never really hid it. So I thought, I'll go along and find out. So I guess that was the starting point of some of the questions I used to hear as well. Eh?
Brilliant.
So,
do you need anything? Do you need to bring anything to come Alpha? People's watching the day and they're thinking, well, maybe I could go, but what do I need to bring?
Just yourself. Just yourself and an open heart and an open mm-hmm. mind just to yeah. learn. In.
That's really mm-hmm. good. Yeah.
You don't need nothing.
Yeah. Just yeah. yourself.
Just yourself.
Just yourself.
Just yourself.
Great.
Yeah. So good. As a couple, how did you find it actually going through that experience and going through Alpha together? How did you find any changes in your relationship with one another as you were working through that?
I would say so. I would say, and we didn't really talk too much about God in the house, mm-hmm. to be honest, before Alpha, if I'm being honest. Like, again, because Vivian did her Tuesday night. And then...
And I would come home and tell you stuff, but mm-hmm. it's nae the same if you're nae doing it at the same time. Aye. But I think a big difference it made is... when you're doing it as a family, it becomes, it's nae a Sunday morning yes. anymore. Yeah. It's nae a Tuesday night anymore. You're just walking with God
yeah.
in your life.
Yeah.
And it's nae nothing. I mind being in Toddlers one day, and ane of the lassies at Toddlers had says to me, oh, you going to Apex Church? And I'd says, aye. And she says, I do believe in God. She's, but we both work. And Sunday's the only day we really get to do anything as a family. And I was like, okay. I says, but that's what we do as a family.
Yeah.
And I think it must be so much harder
yeah.
to nae be doing it as a family.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's, and when I says it, I says, but that's what we do as a family. On a Sunday, that's what we do. As a family,
yeah.
that's your day out for us.
That's right.
I can.
Yeah.
And it just sets us up to be the right way the rest of the week.
Yeah.
Because it's not just about a Sunday. Mm-hmm. But it was something that I thought, if we weren't both coming, if Alpha had not came along and Chaz had decided, oh, well, you'll manage a Bairns New, that I want right. a Sunday school, yeah. and it wouldn't be the same.
No.
Because we're doing it as a family, we're living it, and it's not just a Sunday, and I can.
Yeah. That's right. Charles, have you anything else about the impact it made on you in your life in Alpha alone? What do you think you gained most for completing Alpha?
Well, I think I can honestly say, if I hadn't probably started Alpha, I wouldn't have been saved. It's probably a fair thing to yeah. say. And I possibly would have, as Vivian touched on there, drifted away.
Yeah.
Because if the kids got all enough to start going in the rain, I would have seen that as my, I may have been able to step back.
Yeah.
So I think Alpha probably came just at the right time, and then obviously for Alpha it led on to me being part of a life group, and then for there I've kind of started to become, I guess, more into church life. It's part of my life all the time, and now it's a help out with a number of activities now, and I wouldn't hate any other way because I love it. It's brilliant.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Brilliant. And it's so good to hear it, and so good to hear just part of that journey, and thank you for sharing that with us. But we've come to this point, and it's a joy to have you on team as we begin Alpha again. Yeah. But what led you to that decision to say, and yes, we want to come on team to help with Alpha this time?
ICANN, for me, it was a really easy decision. To be asked to help with Alpha, ICANN, how much impact that it's seen for or not just me coming along to Alpha, ICANN, the impact that Alpha's seen for our family. And to be honest with you, it's such a good course. I'm quite looking forward to seeing it again myself, because it is. It's so right. good. Yeah. It is really, it's such a good course. And it was a no-brainer for me.
And the fact you get Lynn's rice pudding. That's another reason why I send it every week. Aye, exactly the same as Vivian said, in our seriousness. It's played a big part in my life. Yeah. So when we were asked to be part of the team, it just felt natural that, well, I've been that person that's walked in the door. Any new people that come in, I can relate to them. I can help them and try and answer some of the questions that they may have.
So
to help them establish a relationship with Jesus.
And obviously nowadays, with restrictions lifted, people's lives have returned to being really quite busy. Why should somebody take this 10, 11 weeks out of their schedule to set aside that time for Alpha? What would you say to them if they're, oh, I'm really busy, but what would you say to them?
I think the fulfillment that we've gotten out of doing life group every week, in marking church life part of our weekly thing, you get so much more back out of it.
Yeah.
So it's maybe an evening, I didn't see it as an evening you have to give up. It's something that's actually enhancing our lives anyway.
Yeah.
And I would hope up for anybody else coming through the door that's coming to Alpha for the first time.
Yeah, that's really good.
I think that's right. We can hopefully start to establish a community with a new team that are new people want to do it with us, and then we can introduce church life during the week to them, and that's kind of what we're hoping to try and help from that point of view. So exactly what Vivian said, I wouldn't see it as a chore. I think they should definitely get themselves along, because it will be fun. We will have a bit of fun as well.
And it's a night that you have to decide fit your hand for your supper.
Exactly.
It's getting made for you.
Exactly.
Bonus.
So see, if I was any, we do life, okay, and let's be honest, some things come up in life which mean we may miss a week, right? Did you find that as a problem for yourselves when you were going through Alpha, or was there that freedom I don't have babysitters tonight, it's okay to stay at home?
We actually missed the Alpha day, believe it or no. We loved Alpha, and we were gutted we actually missed the Alpha day. I can't mind fit we had on new even, but we missed the Alpha day. But we got all the info, because we'd been like 7 weeks at Alpha, Abdi that we were at Alpha Wee spoke to us about it. Oh, you missed your cell on Saturday. This is what we're speaking about. This is what we did. And that's what it was like. Like, you mark really good chums. And they become part of your family.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel like we missed the whole Alpha day. But I didn't feel we missed on nothing.
Yeah.
And we got, like, the link to watch it. And we sat and watched it home, and then managed to speak about it ourselves to fit what we thought. So no, there's things going to come up in life that you might nae, but it doesn't mean at all that you can't do nino it.
Yeah,
I would say that as well. Although it's a 10-week program, right? If whatever happens in life, you kind of come along a week, you will still get something out of this. It's Great. Almost each week is almost individual in its merit, and you'll get something out of each of these weeks that you attend. Yeah. So, and also, as you said, send the date out. We'll be sending you all the files and videos afterwards for people if you can't manage. And I'm pretty sure that because we'll build that community, if you want to discuss anything, we'd be happy to sit with you even can at the beginning before the week after. If you've got any questions, we can go back and help with you. So no problem at all with that.
So good, so good.
So you're maybe sitting this morning saying, is Alpha for me? Alpha is definitely for you. We would love to see you come along. We're meeting in Symposium Queen Street on Thursday the 28th at 7 o'clock. You come along, you get to know us as a team, we'll introduce what Alpha is about, and then we'll meet each week after that. And we're open. We're here to eat with you. Free food is even better. And we'll come together. We'll try and help answer the questions that you have. We'll explore what life looks like with God in it and what faith looks like and what that means and what it can mean to you in your life. And we would just really, really encourage you to sign up and just put a comment in the chat today. If you'd like to come Alpha, message the page or the church page and we'll get back to you with all the details. We would love to see you. Big thanks to Charles and Vivian, great friends at Apex Church. So thankful for them and what they invest in the church for us. We so thank you for joining with us today.